Welcome to A Break from the Grind. I'm your host, Jason, and this is my co-host, Stretch Armstrong. Say hi to the people, Stretch Armstrong. Yo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for you to introduce me.
No, that was you.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. That wasn't my name.
So, for those who are confused why I'm calling him Stretch Armstrong, which would be all of you, it goes back to an argument at work where I told him I would call him Stretch Armstrong. I promised him. I live up to my promises.
No comment.
So, on this week's episode, on today's episode, we're going to be discussing the inauguration, if you haven't been beat over the head by it through
the
media.
What happened? Something happened?
Yes, Mr. Trump went to Washington.
Oh.
And became President Trump.
Holy shit, when the hell? Who let that happen?
Some really bad people.
I don't know if they're really
bad. A basket of deplorables.
Yeah, that's right. Just keep insulting 63 million Americans. It's okay.
I don't think it was 63 million.
It was.
It's not. But okay.
No, but it was.
How many people voted for him?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, so... Yeah, so we're going to be talking about the inauguration. George had a rant, but he decided not to do it. So we're skipping that.
I'll probably rant anyway, but continue.
And we're going to have our sad but true news today.
We got some good stuff there.
Yeah, there's some funny stuff in the sad but true news. But let's start it off with the inauguration of our 45th president. George, how happy are you?
Contrary to what my Facebook page says, I don't know if I'm more happy, if I'm more concerned, or if I'm more delighted. I really don't know. I think he'll do a good job, but...
Wrong.
No. I think he'll do a good job, but at the same time, there's always a chance that he will do a bad job.
There's a pretty big chance.
No.
Bigly.
No, I don't...
There's a very bigly chance.
I disagree. It's one of those things where, listen, I'm happy that Hillary Clinton's not in the White House. That's for sure. But I'm also taking a wait-and-see approach on how he does. So far, before he's even taken office, he's done some pretty good things, which I like.
Name them.
He's gotten the car carriers to come from Mexico to stay here.
Which ones?
Ford. He's got Carrier to stay here. He's got quite a few companies to stay here.
Ford came out and said it had nothing to do with Trump, but go ahead. Said that was in the plans long time before President Trump made any announcements.
And they also said that they finalized their decision after talking to him. So you kind of have Ford talking both sides of the fence there.
Yeah, well... I think probably what they're doing is playing to the man's ego. His massive, massive, massive ego.
How can a man with such little hands have such a big ego?
Well, he's got the Napoleonic complex. Small stature, big stick.
But he's not small.
Well, no, he's definitely obese, but...
He's not obese.
I think... I'm telling you, his tailor hides it well. That is a fat man.
He's fat. He's not obese.
So here's the thing. I'm a fat guy. I'm an obese guy, right? I'm an obese guy. You know what obese guys know how to do? Hide their fatness. Now, there's only so much you can hide. His tailor does him well. I'll say that. Because that is a fat guy. I mean, you only have to look at his diet and what they say he eats all the time, which is like fast food all the time.
Fast food's so good.
It is so delicious. But, no. Oh, I wonder if the White House chefs will know how to make him a Big Mac.
Or probably.
Or a taco salad.
Hey, listen, he might put a fucking McDonald's in the White House.
Best thing he could do.
Yeah, there's a lot of other good things he could do, but that would be one of them.
Best thing I think he will do. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm not that optimistic that President Trump will do good things. I'll applaud him where I see it. But, waiting to see it.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely hasn't done anything bad. That's for sure.
I disagree.
Well, you would.
Well, as we talked about on Facebook, he canceled a $500 tax or a $500 break for people buying homes with FHA loans. They were going to get a $500 break and not now everybody's saying if people needed the only argument I've seen is that if people needed the $500 break, then they shouldn't be buying the house. But it's not about needing a $500 break.
Which is, that's a valid argument as somebody who's in that business.
Well,
but at the same time, I've got to look into it. I want to see what the reasoning was for canceling $500. I don't know when you learned about it. I learned about it last night at like 11 o'clock.
Well, I mean, he just did it. Yeah. So it's not like...
I asked my broker, who's very, very knowledgeable when it comes to real estate. I don't know anybody, and this includes my father, who's been in the business for almost 20 years. I don't know anybody who knows more about the real estate business than my broker. And
You asked him if it was a good thing.
He said yes.
But that's all he said.
He didn't elaborate.
So
I'm hoping I'll get a hold of him today and I'll have him explain it to me. And hopefully he'll be able to elaborate on why it's good.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
I don't think it was something that was canceled just for the sake of canceling.
No, I don't know. Like I said, I've asked, and I asked on a couple message boards, which, you know, it's not scientific. It's not, but like there's both Trump supporters and Trump haters on these boards, and nobody can give like a reason of why it was canceled other than the fact that it was only something that was put in a very short time ago by President Obama. So the arguments I got was, if you need the $500, you shouldn't be buying a house, which nobody argues. If you have to have that $500, you probably shouldn't be buying a house, but it's not about having it. I mean, it's an odd argument from Republicans or conservatives to hear that if you need the extra $500, then you don't need to buy a house. But at the same time, anytime there's any additional tax by like half a penny, people freak out. So like, this is the government saying, here, an extra $500 a year to make your tax burden a little bit easier or your insurance premium a little bit easier. And then conservatives going, defending, taking that away from people.
Yeah. No, so, like I said, that's why I said, you're saying it's a bad thing, but...
Well, no, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
You did say it was a bad thing. Well, I said he's done nothing bad yet. Okay, and then you said that he's done this, which is bad.
I think...
So you're saying it's a bad thing.
I think for people buying a house, not having an extra $500 a year is bad. But now, what was the reasoning? Yeah, what...
We don't know yet.
Yeah, nobody can explain it.
There could have been something along with that was bad, and we just don't know yet. We have to read the bill, and then we have to pass the bill to know what's in the bill.
So he passed the bill.
So now we wait to see what was in it.
Yeah. Yep. What else bad? Well, he nominated Betsy DeVos.
Some say that's bad, some say it's not. I personally, I'm on the record, I'm not a big fan of Betsy DeVos.
Okay.
Not a huge fan.
Huge, not bigly.
Huge. She's not bigly.
So the first thing I got down here, I mean, besides inauguration, was thoughts on the speech, and then who wrote it. And the who wrote it is, again, just a shot at George, because...
It was Trump and one of his lead writers.
It actually wasn't.
But it actually was.
No, it actually wasn't. The White House has now come out and admitted. Let me get to my page here that.
Well, then once again, we can go with CNN reporting fake news.
No, this wasn't CNN. Well, yeah, I mean, they're reporting. Yeah, so it's going to be one of those.
Trump's team came out and said that he wrote his speech.
So in typical fashion, Trump's team lied. The media bought hook, line, and sinker, and then they came back later and said, White House concede that Steve Bannon and Stephen Miller wrote much of Trump's speech. Now, I'm not saying they wrote all of it. Trump probably did put a couple things in there. That's how it is with pretty much every speech written by any politician. And I'm only putting this in here because George and I had this fun argument on Friday. And
if you don't know, we have a lot of fun arguments.
And
if you couldn't tell, so, if you're new to the show.
So my nipples tend to get hard when I find conflicting evidence against something that him and I argued on. And then I love to put it out here for you guys. So I don't know if you can tell through the radio right now, but both of my nipples are hard.
Yeah. They were hard before we started the show.
That's true.
I know that because when he comes in, he gets undressed.
And I was rubbing them. Just like George likes.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, what do you think of the speech?
I thought it was a decent speech. It wasn't the greatest speech ever. Donald Trump is definitely not a public speaker. That is something that he is not comfortable doing. But overall, I thought it was a pretty decent speech. There were some dark things that he said that probably didn't need to be said. He did paint a dark picture with his speech. But that's Donald Trump. He's going to do things and say things that most people won't and most people wouldn't do.
Well, I think what he does, especially in a speech like that, I think he paints a bleak picture. So when there's positive news, it's easy to spin it as look what I accomplished. It's like setting the bar really low so that when you step over it, you get credit for the accomplishment. You know what I mean? I didn't mind the speech much. I did find on, you know, certain websites or whatever where a lot of his advisors came out and offered him advice for his speech that was much more uniting, where, you know, they said, you know, let's bring everybody into the fold with the speech, and he was more, this was the type of speech he wanted instead. He wanted a nationalistic extension of his campaign style speech.
The best part of his speech,
yep,
is when he quoted Bain.
Yeah, and right here,
that was absolutely amazing.
So right here in this empty spot that I'm about to have on our podcast,
you don't have to say it. You're editing. You could have just cut it and put it right.
It's much more fun to mention it. So right here, I'm gonna play the small segment back to back where Trump and Bain say the same thing.
You should just edit all it out and do it.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
We take Gotham from the corrupt, and we give it back to you, the people.
No, it's more fun this way. No, so, yeah, I would have liked a more inclusive speech from him, bringing everybody into the fold, because, like, the next day...
Well, I mean, he did. I mean, he talked about how he's going to do good things for the inner cities. I mean, he talked about what he's going to do for the people.
So the thing about the inner cities...
He only mentioned himself three times, which for somebody who is an alleged narcissist, I mean, three times is pretty good.
It was a short speech.
It was 18 minutes.
It was a short speech. And then
again, and somebody then, who's not used to public speaking. And he said that, you know, nobody has ever asked for a longer speech. Nobody. You know it. I know it. You go to a high school graduation or something for your kids, or you go to something where somebody is speaking. You don't want them to speak longer. You want them to get it over with.
Yeah, but I mean, when I go to a high school, it's usually like Ted from accounting up there talking about his, you know, it's some bullshit or whatever. This is like,
I've never been to a high school graduation where Ted from accounting is giving a speech.
But you know what I'm saying?
It's normally the student or the valedictorian.
It's usually nobody impressive.
And
nobody you want to hear.
And you don't want them to go on and on and on. You just want them to say what you're going to say and be done with it already.
Well, like I said, it's usually nobody impressive. So, like, when you actually have somebody who is a good public speaker and, like, saying things you care about, you don't mind listening a little bit longer.
Yeah, but, again, Donald Trump is not a good public speaker.
That's true. And the things he says we don't care about.
Well, that's, you know, see.
So, let's see. All right, with the inauguration, I've got next... why do numbers matter? So I'm talking about the size of the inauguration. Why do numbers matter? Why does the size matter? It's all about size again and his tiny hands. I told you on Friday, because I don't care the total numbers of people. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. Donald Trump's final numbers are about average with what most presidents have gotten on their inauguration, minus President Obama. And that has a lot to do with President Obama's, you know, being a historic election.
Correct.
But it matters to Trump, and we talked about this on Friday. I said his ego won't let him let this go. He talked before how it was going to be the biggest inauguration ever. He talked about dress shops being sold out because people were going to the inauguration. His ego doesn't let him let these things go. And what troubles me with him... and it's something that's troubled me for a long time with him, is that the smallest thing gets stuck in his craw, and he wastes 5 minutes at the CIA talking about the media and how they reported, by the way, accurately on the crowd size.
Yeah, it's not 100% true, but continue.
And then they wasted their first press conference having who I call now Baghdad Bob of the America, his press secretary coming out and lying about.
I was about to say, who's Baghdad Bob?
You don't remember Baghdad Bob? Nope. He was the guy back in the first Iraq War who would come out like with bombs going off behind him, saying our troops are winning and they're not bombing us. And you'll have to relook up the clips, but it was basically Saddam Hussein's mouthpiece while their troops were getting crushed, coming out and saying nothing's going on back here, just straight up lying about. And that's kind of what the press conference looked to me yesterday. He came out, first of all, why are you even wasting time worrying about it besides his boss's ego? There's no reason to. All he had to do was come out and say, who cares what the numbers were? It was a historic day. The numbers were in line with most other presidential elections, yada, 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 and move past it. But instead, he spent the whole time talking about how his numbers were bigger than what the official, what everybody saw they were. And then he lied about how many people rode the Metro Rail that day. And then he said the media was being disingenuous.
The media is always disingenuous to him.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. So the pictures of his crowd posted exactly at the same time. They were taken exactly at the same time of the day as the last president's. That's not being disingenuous.
Not all the media was doing that. That's the problem.
Well, you can't control all the media all the time. I mean, look.
Exactly. Look, that's why I said the media was being disingenuous. I mean, not all the media was being fair to what it was.
The majority and the things he lied about were the things that were accurate. So he wasn't calling out a specific group that said something completely unfair. He called out the media that told the truth. That's the troubling part. I'm calling out CNN for the picture shown at the exact same time. I'm calling out Washington Post for showing the picture of the exact same time. We made the Department of the Interior turn off their Twitter because they tweeted out the picture. They literally made them shut down their Twitter account. What troubles me is instead of doing all the things he said he would do on his first day, he was worried about this. And if this small thing gets his ego and makes him focus, what's he going to do when something big happens?
We'll have to see.
I mean, it doesn't bother you at all? He wasted like half a day on this?
No, not really. To be honest, it doesn't.
I mean,
I'm sure Obama's wasted time on things, and presidents waste time on things. That's to be expected.
It gets to my point of, he had a big list of things he was going to do first day. Like a giant list of things he said he would do the first day.
And presidents and senators and Congress have a big list of things they want to do in their career and they never get done. So why does it surprise you?
Well,
it shouldn't. No, it absolutely shouldn't.
It absolutely doesn't. But like I said, if you're going to make a list this long of things you're going to do the first day, don't waste the second day on shit that doesn't matter. Like, again, all he had to say was, it's in line with most presidents. Let's move on. It's another show of his ego.
So, given the stuff that was happening around it, to where you had protesters literally blocking entranceways so people couldn't go, threats of riots and violence and all that, to have the numbers that he had was actually kind of impressive. Now, is it something he should be spending a lot of time on? Probably not. But at the same time, does it surprise anybody? No, not really.
The fact that it's not surprising is actually part of the problem, I think.
No, because we've allowed our government officials to do this forever. So to pin it down to one president, I mean, that's almost hypocritical. Somebody calling me? Fuck you, Corey. Jesus Christ.
Fuck you, Corey. By the way, we are way too into this podcast for that to be the first fuck you, Corey.
He's fucking calling me. He knows we're podcasting. Fuck you, Corey.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
I think he just wants us to say his name.
So speaking of first day promises, let's go through some of these and see how many he did. Repeal every single Obama executive order.
Did he do it?
No.
I'm sure he probably will.
Well, I need you to answer because it's, you know, I'm going to read them off and you tell me whether he did it.
I don't know, Jason. What did I do all day yesterday?
Work. Jerked off?
Work. What did I do all day Friday?
So I'll give him a pass on this next one because they're in process. Repeal Obamacare. You can't appeal it right away, but they're in the process of doing it without a replacement. End the war on coal. I don't think he's done anything specifically to end the war on coal. Begin swiftly removing criminal illegal immigrants from the country. More specifically, he promised to do this the first hour in office. Day one, before the wall, anything. Mass deportations happened this weekend, George?
Absolutely. You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
You weren't paying attention. You were probably working all day Saturday.
Was it done in the night?
It was done in the night.
By
Bane? They had guys with baklavas on, and they went door to door, sweeping the families in Arizona, looking for green cards. You didn't have one? Immediately, you were thrown back over the fence that's there.
begin working on an...
Door to door.
Begin working...
La migra. Policia.
Ah, no migra here. Only good American. God bless the USA. met with Homeland Security officials and generals. Begin securing the southern border.
We don't know if he did that.
I think he would have published that.
He might not have published it.
Convene his top generals and inform them they have 30 days to come up with a plan to stop ISIS.
He might have done that. We don't know.
Within the first day, he said he would fix the Department of Veterans Affairs. Is it fixed?
Absolutely.
Is it?
No. Okay. Hell no.
All right. Call the heads of major...
Jason, did you really think somebody could fix the Department of Veteran Affairs in one day? I know he said it.
He could.
I understand that. I get that. I completely understand that.
Got to take the man at his word.
Why? You've never done that. Never. No. You've never done it. Hey, all of a sudden, now you want
to
start?
When he says he wants to grab some pussy, I completely agree with him.
You agree with him.
Agree that he wants to grab some pussy.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Did you see that dress? Did you see her? Holy smokes.
I think she's the one that grabbed the pussy.
Hey, she...
When she started dancing with him.
See, and that's just your biasness right there. So no, you're just completely intolerant. You're not even going to give this man a chance.
I don't
remember. You're the type of person that hope he fails completely.
No.
Like being on a plane and hoping the pilot crashes just so you can be like, I told you so.
Nope. I don't hope. Absolutely. I absolutely hope that the policies he's able to pass are good for this country because we're going to be stuck with them at least for 4 years. So I hope whatever he's able to pass, he's successful. They're successful. And whatever I disagree with, I hope doesn't pass. I think I'm going to take the Mitch McConnell view here of don't work with him.
Yeah, because, you know, that's effective. We've seen how that went the last 8 years.
Well, okay. So
two wrongs, what you're saying is two wrongs make a right.
What I'm saying is...
Two wrongs make a right. No, it wasn't right then,
it worked.
So it'll be right now. That's called hypocrite.
It worked for the other side.
That's called being a hypocrite.
No.
Yes, stopping. If you're going to sit there and bash somebody or a group of people for doing something and then turn around and say, I'm going to take this exact same stance, that's called hypocritism. That makes you a hypocrite.
It means my side's going to be effective.
No, it means you're going to be a hypocrite because you were just bashing the other side for doing the exact same thing. And then you turn around and say, oh, now this is acceptable.
Well,
that is called hypocrite.
That makes
you a hypocrite.
It's been acceptable for 8 years.
No, it has not.
It has been.
No, it has not.
I haven't once ever heard you bash that side for that view.
I've done it a lot.
You have not.
Yes, I have.
I haven't heard. So one of the things they're planning on doing is possibly blocking the trying to block the Supreme Court the next Supreme Court nomination.
That I don't think they'll be able to do.
Well,
for the next 4 years, listen, we have to have an uneven number on the Supreme Court. That's a given. We can't have an even number.
We haven't for the last year.
I understand that. But
an arbitrary amount of years is arbitrarily amount of time is okay. 1 year is okay. 5 years not okay.
No, 5 years is not okay.
Why? So why is 1 year okay?
1 year wasn't okay.
I've heard you defend it.
I said they're doing the same thing to Obama,
which is absolutely
untrue. Did to George Bush. It was just the only difference was the length of time.
Oh, which is the 9 or 10 month difference.
So last time we had this discussion, it was 7 to 8 months. Now it's 9 or 10.
No,
will it be 11 or 12 months?
We went through this discussion where it was only 3 months that they didn't give him his nominee. Only 3 months. So yeah, 9 to 10 month difference in the amount of time. So like longer than this seat's ever been vacant before. Compared to not longer than the seat's ever been vacant before.
Okay, so we're just going to make the seat even vacant for even longer.
It worked for y'all.
And you're okay with that.
You approved it.
You're okay with that.
You argued for it. So,
and you're okay with having an uneven number of Supreme Court justices for another 5 years.
I don't like it.
Obviously, dude, because you're arguing for it.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Okay, two wrongs make a right. That is called being a hypocrite.
I'll gladly be hypocritical if it stops some bullshit from happening.
This is why people hate the people on the left. Because you say one thing, and then you turn around and do that exact same thing. You speak out against this, and then you turn around and do the exact same thing
against. This is why people hate the people on the right. Because it's okay when we do it, but then when we're in power, it's not okay when you do it.
I never said it was okay.
You have. You've defended.
I said I understood. You literally defended
the decision not to give the guy even a confirmation hearing. You literally defended it to me. Which is saying it is okay. So now you, sir, are being a hypocrite. By saying it was okay for the last year when he nominated somebody that the Republicans wanted him to nominate. And then wouldn't even hear about it. You said it was okay, and then now it's not okay.
No. See, you're taking my words and twisting them, which does not surprise me.
Here comes Stretch Armstrong. Wait for it, guys. Okay. He's about to stretch to fit an argument.
No, I'm not going to stretch anything. I got something you can stretch though. I got my shoulders hurting. No, I said that I understood why the Republicans were blocking it. I never once said it was okay.
You absolutely didn't. You have argued with me off this air that it was a reasonable thing that happened.
I said I understood why, but I never once said it was okay.
You did say it was okay. Okay. You did. It was off air. You made a nice giant case for why they did it, which, by the way, is when you argue for it, which is what you just told me, you're arguing for it, which means you're for it. You argued for it. You said you understood why they did it. You said it was okay, and you didn't condemn them for doing it. So as much as
the only thing you just said that I did not do was condemn them. That's it. As much as my side is hypocritical.
Now Mitch McConnell is acting like, I can't believe that they would delay a hearing. Where is the precedence for delaying a Supreme Court nomination? Well, Mitch, you just did it for a year. Where's the precedent? Go back a year ago. Look at your statements. There's the precedent.
Again, I said I understood why they were doing it. I never once said that it was right.
You gave the argument for why they were doing it.
I gave the argument on why they were doing it. I never once said it was acceptable or right. I just said this is why they're doing it. and that I understand why they are doing
so it. So now that the other side's doing it, you're coming back and claiming it's not okay and it wasn't right.
No, it's not block it for 4 years, Jason.
Why is it okay for a year and not four?
I never said again. How many times are I gonna say it? I never said it was right. But, I said I understood why they were doing it.
But you did.
But I didn't.
You absolutely did.
Okay.
I remember sitting in the truck with you on the way to another location.
We will agree to have to disagree on this because I think I would remember what I said. Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I remember saying your favorite why.
Your favorite line is, I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably good enough as far as like his day one stuff. There's a whole bunch. He promised 94 things to happen on his first day.
And probably like four happened.
Well, that's giving him, I think, three. I think three.
You're just saying that to argue again.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, the other thing that happened over the weekend, this weekend, was the protests, you know, the women's marches across the country, across the world.
Did you see all the pictures of all the signs that they were carrying just left on the street?
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, my friend Jimmy said this is why they're all single. They don't know how to clean.
That's just brutal. Just brutal.
Also, I heard that fast food sales were up all over the nation this weekend.
Following Trump's lead?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I guess you could say it was like to honor him, but it was more so that all the wives were gone, so men had to fend for themselves. So I said, fuck it, I'm just going to go out to eat.
I'm going to eat.
I ain't cooking shit. Wife is gone.
Pizza sales?
Nah, last night was pretty good.
Yeah. The marches were actually impressive in number. I think you'd agree, the amount of people.
Absolutely they were.
I think their message got muddled because there's so many different factions. The thing that I think you need to that people should take away from it is Donald Trump won. He won, but he won by a total of 80,000 votes in three states. If they had swung a small amount in a different way.
If only Clinton had tried harder.
Yeah, maybe. There was a lot of stuff that happened. There was a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons.
If only Clinton was a better candidate.
If she was a better candidate, if she was a better campaigner, if Comey hadn't come out the week before.
I don't think the campaigning. So you say Comey coming out the week before, you know, with the FBI stuff.
Yep.
So you honestly believe the leaks against Hillary had a huge impact on her election, correct?
I think there's demonstrable proof that a lot of the early voting stopped the day he came out and said that.
How about the leaks against Donald Trump?
Which ones?
The whole Dale Duke's audio. That was leaked. That kind of hurt him.
Yeah, absolutely hurt him.
So, I mean, but that probably hurt him more than the FBI stuff with Comey.
There's a giant difference between the two.
Which is?
One was an investigation led by the FBI being leaked by the head of the FBI.
And it wasn't really leaked to the by the head of the FBI.
Well, no, it was leaked by one of the congressmen.
Yeah, it was given to he was notifying Congress,
which he didn't have to do,
which is true.
So he stepped into the election in a big way. So there's a giant difference between somebody uncovering tapes of something a candidate said years ago on film, like he said it on film and came out with it, and the head of one of our security agencies giving away information he didn't have to about one of the candidates a week before the election.
And then 2 or 3 days later, before the election happened, they came out.
2 days before the election. So after the early voting had stopped, he put it back in the news by saying, okay, we didn't find anything. Well, how about waiting until you found something? Because like when he came out and said it, he didn't even have a warrant. At that point, he didn't even have a warrant to look at those emails. So he had no idea what was in them. He had no idea if there was anything relevant.
I don't know if he needed a warrant being that they were on a government computer.
No, he needed a warrant because he was looking at that computer under a totally different investigation. So the warrant he needed a warrant to look at those emails for this investigation. He had to have permission to look at those emails for a totally different reason. And he didn't have it yet. So what I'm saying is there was lots and lots of reasons. But the main point is 80,000 people in three states total, not like 80,000 in one, 80,000 in another, like 80,000 total. So the point of the protest yesterday was to say, you came out and said you have a mandate, you won in a landslide. That's not necessarily the case. And here's the
people. If you look at the Electoral College, though, he did win by a landslide.
He didn't. Not even in the history books is what he won by a landslide. It's like in the lower quarter of the amount of margin of victory. So, like, of all the elections we've ever had, it was like at the bottom half of the total amount. So it's not like it was the biggest land. He's saying he came out and had a mandate. When you win states by as few of votes as he did, where it was just that close, you don't really have a giant mandate. And I think these people are saying, we're not going to sit on the sidelines and be quiet when you do things that we really don't like. And I think that was probably the goal of it.
And the thing that would have made it a lot more effective is if he would have actually have done something they didn't like, and then they protested that.
Well, let's not pretend this is like going out and protesting,
saying I don't like the fact that you're going to rob a bank 6 weeks from now.
Well, how about this?
That makes no damn sense.
That's not true. How about the fact that I don't like that you said you grab women by the pussy even when they don't want it? Or how about the fact that you said women can't be 10 if they're flat chested?
And all the signs I've seen, none of them referenced any of that. Not one. Not one.
Oh, there was a lot of the signs that they wore pussy hats. I mean, they referenced the grab them by the pussy thing like regularly.
Okay. I didn't see that.
A lot of what they were saying was about Planned Parenthood and defunding Planned Parenthood.
It will be defunded and it should be defunded.
It shouldn't, but we'll move on.
It should.
It shouldn't, but okay.
But it should.
But it shouldn't.
But it should.
But it shouldn't.
Any organization that kills 300,000 babies a year does not need federal funding. I'm sorry. It just absolutely does not.
By law, though, it's legal.
It is legal.
It's legal.
It's absolutely... I'm not... Did I say it was illegal? No. I said any organization that kills 300,000 babies a year,
but they don't,
does not need to be funded by my taxpayer dollars.
But they don't use the federal funds for the abortions. They only use the way they get funded by the federal government is through like Medicaid and Medicare and health insurance. And the funds that come from the funds that go to Planned Parenthood are the funds to do the breast cancer screening, the women's
and
health.
All of that can be done at your local doctor. All of it. All of it.
Not all of it.
All of it. You can go to your doctor and get any type of screening you want.
What if these women's doctor is at a Planned Parenthood? Seriously, there's doctors, there's regular doctors at these Planned Parenthood clinics, and that's where these women go to see their OBGYN. This is their regular OBGYN doctor.
Obama said, if you like your doctor, you can keep it, and then people lost their doctors. So
I don't know why that has anything to do
with this. Well, no, because you're saying that their OBGYN is part of Planned Parenthood. And that's fine. Guess what? You could still go to these Planned Parenthood centers and get these screenings and stuff done.
But see, you're saying you're not getting federal money for it. You're saying your tax dollars shouldn't go to places that do abortions. However,
Planned Parenthood said 3% of what they do is abortion. Now, I'm not a very educated man.
I know that.
But I know.
That's why you went to Iraq, right?
Absolutely. I was saying that so you could throw that in there.
I will.
So, but I know if I was getting millions and millions and millions of dollars from the federal government, and then they came to me and said, hey, we want you to stop this, and if you don't, we're going to stop sending you this millions and millions of dollars. Guess what I'm going to stop? What they want me to stop.
You know why they won't do that?
because they're not very good at business.
Because not everybody is about business. Some people are just about health services. Taking care of women that need it. Taking care of people that need it. Because not, honestly, I believe healthcare shouldn't be a business. It shouldn't be a profit-motivated business.
If you want the federal funding, quit killing 300,000 babies.
Well,
the original argument was, well, you know, these babies are dying anyway. They're going to be born with defects. You know, it could be harmful to the mother. Blah 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 blah. And that I'm okay with. Listen, if you have to choose between a baby and the mother, that type of an abortion I'm okay with. I have no problem with that. If it's a health risk to, I guess I didn't shut the door all the way.
Can we abort the dogs coming in?
Yes, Kobu, Simba.
It's legal.
I don't. Abortion. I'm not saying it's not legal. I'm just saying it shouldn't be funded with my taxpayer dollars.
It's
listen,
not.
You.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not
those,
now.
The
Planned Parenthood now is not going to be getting our taxpayer dollars.
Actually,
and that
they
is
are.
A good thing.
It's not. It's, it has nothing's been passed that stops it.
But no, but it will be. But no. I'm just saying. Listen, people, and you may not want to believe it, but people use abortion as a type of birth control.
Some people
there are those people that do that, and that is not right.
I don't like it, but it's legal.
I never once said it was illegal.
Okay.
I just said it's not right.
Okay.
And my taxpayer dollars should not go towards to a company that allows that to happen.
So your taxpayer, you're saying that your taxpayer, you should be able to stop your taxpayer dollars from going to a company that does something legal, even though they don't use that money towards doing that thing that you don't like.
No, I'm saying that my taxpayer dollars should not go towards a company that does something that I don't believe in. I don't like it.
Okay, so anytime a company does something you don't believe in, you don't feel like your tax dollars should go towards it?
I would say yes.
Okay, so like I don't like the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. Fuck you. You can't have my tax dollars to go to that war.
Well, so here's the thing. You could say that all day long. A, I know you don't believe it. But also, I know that I don't like it.
My tax,
you don't like it.
My tax
but that
dollars,
doesn't mean that doesn't mean my, your taxpayer dollars aren't going to go to
my
that.
Tax. I don't like us the way we drill for certain oil in certain areas, and then we give those companies kickbacks.
Which I know you're telling the truth now.
But here's the deal: we fund things through taxes, and you don't ever get a say in how they're distributed.
I agree. The only thing I can do is use my voice to speak out about what I like and what I don't like.
So, anyway, the protesters were impressive. There was a lot yesterday. There was, from what I read, only one or two people, or four total arrests. One was a Trump supporter pepper spraying the crowd, and the other three were idiots on the other side. I didn't see exactly what they did, but I'm sure it wasn't anything good. Yesterday, I think, was more representative of what a protest should be. A bunch of people getting together with a message, whatever message they have.
Yeah, the message they had is still kind of unclear.
Well, any large group put together relatively hastily never has a central message. Besides, we're here and we're not going anywhere, and notice how many of us there are. And whether it spawns into like a movement, or it becomes, or it was just a one-day event, you know, that remains to be seen. But it was huge. It was huge.
It was bigly.
It was very bigly. So I think that's all we got on the inauguration, unless you want to say something else.
Lee Greenwood killed it.
He did.
I fucking love Lee Greenwood. Amazing.
One thing I saw online that kind of made me laugh was that at Barack Obama's final like celebration when he was leaving, he was able to get Bruce Springsteen to play for 2 hours, and Donald Trump couldn't even sign a Bruce Springsteen cover band, and they backed out on him. It just made me laugh. It was a chuckle thing.
Yeah. Listen, you don't want to come play, you don't want to come play. That's fine. No big deal.
All right, so that is the end of our hour-long inauguration coverage.
Was it really? Have we really done an hour?
Well, minus the 10 minutes you were choking on your hypocrisy.
Yeah, I was choking on the bullshit you were spewing.
So now we're going to move into my favorite section of the week, our sad but true news. This week brought to you by I don't know, McDonald's there when you need us.
McDonald's there when you need us.
So the first story, and this is my favorite story of the week. I should have saved this for last, but I'm going to go first. Our first story is about a man in Florida. Cops. Man has long-term sexual relationship with a dog.
And when you first told me about this, the first thing that came to my mind, was he in Ohio?
Okay, so let me read the story, and then we'll get into the jokes about why this is better than Ohio. All right. So a Florida man is accused of having sex with his dog, abuse that may have been going on for years. Bradley Gene Hubbard was arrested after a family member called deputies to report sexual abuse of baby girl, the family pit bull. The unnamed family member could not take it anymore after seeing Hubbard take the dog into his room to have sex with it. She reportedly told the deputies abuse had happened more than 100 times over the last 3 years. Investigators subsequently took baby girl to the veterinarian, who determined the dog's genitals showed signs of abuse, according to the newspaper reports. So, a couple things about this story. First, the family member reported it. Good on her. Good thing for reporting it.
Yeah, that's very upstanding thing to do.
On the other hand, she reported it after it happening hundreds of times before. What was the straw that broke the camel's back?
God damn it. It was acceptable 99 times, but that 100th time, no.
We're done.
No more.
You're done.
You're done. It's over with.
You think maybe baby girl looked at her with those eyes like one time, like, please don't let this happen anymore?
I should pull Kovu in here, have him sit down and look at you like, Jason.
I will not.
Help me.
Are you saying you're abusing your dog?
No.
Sexually abusing your dog?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so that was the first thing that came to my mind here was, okay, I guess it's a good thing that you reported it, but why did it take you so damn long?
Good on her for saying something. So
finally stepping up?
Yeah, but at the same time, really?
100 times. Oof. And this guy, I mean, are you that hard? Your sister's in the room. Were you that hard up? You gotta have the dog?
So, I mean,
it's an unnamed family member, so I guess it could have been his mom or whatever.
Could have been a cousin, aunt, uncle, but still, I mean, dude, you couldn't go pay the crackhead down the street $20.
Right.
I mean,
seriously, there's lots of things you could do. The dog. So, you alluded to Ohio. You want me to tell you what the main difference is between this and what if it happened in Ohio?
I think I know, but why don't you go ahead and explain?
So here in Florida, this guy's actually going to jail for this. In Ohio, if you reported this, the only thing they would do is probably pass you a condom because it's still legal. You Ohioans gotta get your shit together. Then I won't call you dog fuckers anymore. All right, George, do you want to do next? I know you're sitting there like, did he really just call everybody in Ohio a dog fucker?
I mean...
Yeah, yes, I did.
I have family that lives in Ohio. Jessica's got family that lives in Ohio. They're nice people.
Do they fuck dogs?
I don't...
I mean, they're allowed to.
I mean, they have dogs. I mean, I guess I should probably sit down and ask them.
That'd be a conversation I'd want to be part of. No. I just want to sit there and go, all right, let's see if he's going to ask him, call him a dog fucker.
Holy shit, he did.
He did. Oh my God. He literally just asked his wife's family if they fuck dogs.
I don't know how much longer I'd be a member of the family.
Not as long as the dog.
I don't know. I mean, dog got fucked 100 times, at least.
So, George, you want to go on to the next story?
Yeah, which one are we doing next?
Because
mine are not in order.
Sandwich.
The sandwich. I'll take the sandwich one. That's actually kind of fitting.
Yeah, it is. That's why I gave it to you.
I'm hungry because I didn't even eat dinner last night. Hold on. Gotta pull it up. There it is. Okay.
Hashtag bad at podcasting.
No, I clicked on the wrong one. I pulled up the dog fucker. And I will say, if you can take a look at the picture that they got on that one, dude's got a pretty impressive beard.
He does.
I'm going to try to get my beard like that.
So you can fuck a dog?
Maybe.
Maybe that's why...
Come here, Kovu.
Maybe that's why the dog didn't bite him.
I'm going to go to Ohio, though, before I do it. Yeah. I'm going to go visit some family. I'm going to take care of the family dog.
You know those businessmen that go to, like, Malaysia or whatever so they can sleep with underage kids? Some sick fucks are going to, up to Ohio so they can legally...
Didn't Bill Clinton do that?
No.
I don't know.
No, that's fake news.
I don't know.
Hashtag fake news.
I don't know. He was on a plane with a dude that was a convicted child molester.
Yeah, so was Trump.
Yeah, well, I mean, Trump wasn't the president at the time.
I don't think... Honestly, if you have sex with an underage kid, I don't think it matters whether you're president or not.
No, I agree. I totally agree. Okay. I 100% agree on that.
Okay. Anyway, let's get into this next story before you get yourself in trouble.
I know somebody cringing right now.
Yep.
An argument over a grilled cheese sandwich ended with a Baltimore man facing attempted murder charges. First off, just by reading that, it's got to be a terrible, terrible sandwich.
I don't think so.
How do you fuck up a grilled cheese?
Well, you can fuck up a grilled cheese.
I'm not going to say. Well, yeah,
you can burn the shit out of a grilled cheese.
This is true. Daniel Blackwell became angry when his wife took a bite of his sandwich and shot her through the basement floor. She fled the building with three teenagers, and police began a three-hour armed standoff.
So right there, I got a question, and I know you don't know the answer, but it says she fled the building with three teenagers, but it doesn't say it's her three teenagers. It's just like three teenagers were there.
I think you have to assume that it was hers.
Okay.
I'm assuming that they were her
just
kids.
A poorly written story. Go ahead.
It is. Dude, but seriously, three-hour standoff.
I know, for a grilled cheese sandwich.
What makes it even better is Blackwell is not legally permitted to own guns because prior convictions of assault, police said. But 15 guns, four of which were loaded, were recovered from the house. He later left the house unarmed and was subdued by non-lethal means. So, unlike the Markeith Lloyd incident, they didn't kick him in the head.
Well, I don't know. If you look at the... They said non-lethal... But if you look at the picture of him above...
A kick to the head is lethal. Now, listen, he does have a swollen black eye.
Yeah. So they hit him pretty good.
But he did not get kicked in the head.
That's true.
They did not use deadly force. Among the weapons was a lever-action long gun with a chambered round placed just inside the front door. Ooh, that could have been yucky.
Yeah.
All this over a fucking bite out of a grilled cheese sandwich?
So my favorite is... We'll get to the bottom of the story. My favorite part of the story... There's always a favorite part, is that he went upstairs, looked, and then went back downstairs and shot.
Yeah.
So he went to see where she was in the kitchen.
And then he went downstairs and
shot through the floor where she was supposed to be. Over a bite of a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Look, I love grilled cheese is my favorite.
Listen, I could kill a grilled cheese and ham sandwich. Or a grilled cheese and bacon sandwich all day long.
Or a grilled cheese and pepperoni sandwich. Or just a plain grilled cheese sandwich. Nah, or a grilled cheese sandwich with cream cheese and jalapeno poppers.
I have to try that. I've never tried it.
I made it the other day. It is simply amazing. I mean, look, I love grilled cheese, and there's a million delicious ways to make a grilled cheese sandwich. But I've never had one that was so good that I would shoot somebody for taking a bite of it. I mean, the fact of the matter is it's a grilled cheese sandwich. Make a freaking another one.
I've never had the jalapeno popper grilled cheese. It's something I'm going to have to try because I love jalapeno poppers. But, yeah, I'm not shooting anybody or shooting at anybody or even shooting a gun because somebody took a bite of my sandwich. So what's funny is when Jessica makes me a sandwich, which is very, very, very rare, she normally will take a bite out of the sandwich, like out of the corner. So this is kind of funny.
And you would have guns.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I could literally do this.
Yeah.
But I would never even consider it. Ever.
Oh. So our next story is San Diego bank robber reveals his identity by using an ATM card during the heist. If only all crimes were so easy to solve.
Oops.
Alan Lee Neal robbed a downtown San Diego bank, but before he did, he inserted his ATM card in the teller window, revealing his name and other personal information.
That's almost as bad as the guy who came in, filled out an application for a job, came back 20 minutes later, and then robbed the place.
It's much easier than working for the money.
Yeah. I mean, this dude didn't even get a lot of money. He only got like $550-something.
Well, right. So Neil, 56, was sentenced in federal court Tuesday for 3 years and 10 months prison for robbery.
That seems like a very light sentence for robbery.
Well, that's probably, we'll get down to that too.
I wonder if he pleaded out, because
Neil entered Wells Fargo on May 13th, approached the teller window, and according to his plea agreement, he swiped his card through the card reader, and when the teller asked how he could be helped, Neil replied, "You're being robbed. Don't make a mistake." Then he handed the teller a note with a similar statement.
He said, "You're being robbed. Don't make a mistake." Like I just did.
Like swiping my card. The teller handed him $565, and Neil ran out of the bank, according to the complaint.
So what I'm kind of thinking about is, yes, him robbing the bank was wrong, but he only got $565.
Well, that makes him on top of...
How many times has the bank robbed the American people for more than that and nothing done about it?
Well, there's that, and again, it's going to go back to a bashing of a Trump thing, but wasn't his commerce selection, isn't the rap on him that he foreclosed on a lady because of a paperwork screw-up and 27 cents?
Could have been. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah. The banks screw people all the time, but $565, so not only is he a dumbass for using his ATM card, but it's got to be one of the lowest dollar amount bank robberies in the history of bank robberies.
I mean, depending on the size of the bank, I'm sure they're like the guys who go in and rob. I mean, if you're looking at maybe just bank robberies, yeah. But if you're looking at robberies in general, I mean, you got guys that go in and rob the gas station, get like $76.
Well, I think those are, so the second you rob a bank, it's a federal crime. Yeah, like robbing a gas station is a state crime.
Yeah.
So, depending on the amount of money. Like, if you get $70 from a gas station, it's a state crime with a lower punishment. Like, the moment you step into a bank, if you take a dollar that's not yours, it's a federal crime.
Yep.
I think maybe the amount he got is part of the reason why his sentence was light. But $565 just doesn't seem worth it.
No, it doesn't seem worth it at all.
So, I can't believe the dude swiped his ATM card. Hasn't he watched National Treasure? has anybody seen National Treasure where Thomas Gates like swipes his card to buy the Constitution?
Yeah, and then he hands him back the fake one.
Yep. But because he swiped his card, that's how they know who stole it. Well, come on, guy. All you have to do is know that, and then you don't swipe your card.
Not very smart. But he robbed the bank. What do you expect?
Yeah, so not a smart guy in general. Anyway, so
let's go to the next one.
A lot of dumb things there.
Yeah. This next one's actually kind of amusing.
This one I enjoy bigly.
Bigly. HR director sues to find out who sent her a bag of dicks.
A bag of what now?
Bag of dicks. And you can cut and edit that to the end of the thing. human resource director is taking legal action to find out who wants her to eat a bag of dicks. I'm not going to say her name on this one because she wasn't an idiot. It was somebody that sent it to her. But she filed a lawsuit Tuesday after she was less than amused to receive a package of gummy penises. She works for
a company in Dallas.
Yeah, she works for a company in Dallas. Alleges this is not the work of a generous individual, but someone trying to harass her.
Wait, so somebody's not being nice by sending her a bag of dicks?
Apparently not.
Okay.
According to the Dallas Morning News, she claims that the person who sent her the bag of dicks might also have something to do with her car being keyed and bogus Craigslist ads to torment her. The package, which came from the company aptly named Bag of Dicks, or Dicks by Mail, excuse me. So if you want to order some dicks, a bag of gummy dicks, and send them to somebody, go to Dicks by Mail. Was sent to her, Dicks by Mail, there when you need us.
There when you need them.
was sent to her on December 7th. She sued the company demanding to it reveal the prankster's identity so she can put an end to the harassment, according to the suit.
On the company's website, Dicks by Mail.
I was going to skip that.
Marks itself as a great way to tell your friends, family, and loved ones, or enemies, eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
Yeah, I think "Eat a Bag of Dicks" is a much better slogan than "There When You Need Us."
I like "There When You Need Us." We're
on the right track.
We're on the right track.
We just have to find the right business.
Yes, we can get that sweet, sweet podcasting money.
Seriously, though, if you want us to switch to "Eat a Bag of Dicks," I'm there. We'll just say
Jason's all about eating bags of dicks.
I will happily sponsor your company by saying "Eat a Bag of Dicks." Let's hold on. Let's take a moment here and think of companies where this could work out. UPS, "Eat a Bag of Dicks."
We're in deep, deep negotiations with them as a sponsor.
So maybe they'll like it.
No, they won't like it. They wouldn't need us.
I'm not saying that that's their slogan, but I've seen their handling of packages.
it's quite fitting.
It might unofficially work. Okay, so that one's not in. Let's see. Budweiser, "Eat a Bag of Dicks." No, it doesn't work.
No. You're not going to get one company. "Eat a Bag of Dicks."
Ashley Madison. "Eat a Bag of Dicks."
Is she still up and running? I thought she shut down after that whole scandal thing.
It's back. Let's see.
How do you know?
McDonald's.
How do you know?
Because I listen to Sirius and they still have their commercials.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you still had your membership or not.
Oh, never, ever, 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 ever.
That one time.
Let's see. McDonald's, "Eat a Bag of Dicks."
I mean, basically, when you order McDonald's, that's what you're doing.
You might as well be eating a bag of dicks. Let's see. Who else could that slogan be good for? George, you come up with one.
I can't. No.
Trump, "Eat a Bag of Dicks."
Nope, doesn't work.
The Trump Hotels, "Eat a Bag of Dicks."
No. Now, how cool would that be if, like, he had a gummy bag of dicks in every room, though?
I wonder if you can send the president a bag of dicks.
You can. You know his address, right?
Yeah, well,
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, but I don't think Secret Service would let a bag of dicks go through.
I think the people sorting his mail and checking the mail and all that
would not let him have a bag of dicks.
Yeah, I don't think they will allow that to get to him. I don't think it'll reach him.
Let's see. So I'm gonna pretend to be one of his mail sorters. Okay, hold on. Bribe. Bag
hold on, of hold dicks. Hold on. You said Trump's mail sorters, not Clinton's.
Yeah. Yep, okay. I did.
Okay.
I did.
Because you were saying bribes. Bribe. So I was assuming
bribe.
You meant
bag gun. Of dicks. What the fuck, bag of dicks? Gummy dicks. All right. So we can move on from the gummy dicks. Although we briefly talked about this being the gift for our worst Christmas gift ever. And then George decided not to send a bag of dicks in case a kid opened it.
Bag of dicks. That's some funny stuff. There when you need us.
Bag of dicks. There when you need us. I don't know if she sues to find out who does it. I don't think she can get the name. Do you?
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, I know people were trying to sue Apple to get them to unlock a phone, and that wasn't going to work, and that was the federal government. So I don't think, you know, Miss Smith, we'll call her, is gonna
Miss Smith and her bag of dicks.
Yes, is gonna be able to get this company to release who sent it to her.
So on one hand, it's an insult because it's dicks.
Oh, it's very insulting.
On the other hand, it's gummies. Do you think she ate them? I mean, they're gummies. Gummies are delicious. Universally delicious.
I love gummy bears.
Look, if somebody sent me a bag of gummy dicks, I'd laugh, and then I'd eat them. Because at the end of the day, they're just gummies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you eat a bag of gummy dicks? I mean, seriously, somebody sent them to you. Would you just let them sit on the shelf, or would you eat them? And they're not real dicks.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Depends on how hungry I am. Because, listen, I'll be the first to tell you, I love gummy bears. So, if, like, these were the Harbro, if they were, like, a Harbro bag of dicks, I might eat them, to be honest. I might.
So... Yeah, I did. I don't care what it is. I like gummies. I'd eat it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I just don't know. I mean,
write to us at bftgpodcast@gmail.com and tell us if you would eat a bag of dicks.
That isn't yes. Yes. Tell us.
Reach out to us and tell us your dick eating preference.
Yes. Tell us which dicks you like to eat.
gummy or otherwise.
Well, no, just the gummy. We don't care about the otherwise, trust me. Jason might care.
Any female?
He's the one who checks that email address. I don't ever check it.
Honestly, I'd probably never check it either. But then again, nobody ever emails it so that I know of because I never check it.
I would say if you checked it, you might know.
Hold on, let's check it now.
Oh, God. All this dead air, silence.
Well, if you weren't typing on your phone, you could fill in for me while I checked our email.
You're the one who wants to go check the email to see if anybody's eating dicks. I'm sure we got some spam mail in there where people are saying you can eat a dick.
Well, I don't think it probably says make your dick bigger so somebody else could eat it.
This is true. Oh, speaking of which, I seen a thing on Facebook. this is funny. My uncle shared it, and I don't know why he did, but it just happened to pop up in my feed. There was this guy who has a 19-inch penis.
Oh, yeah, he filed for disability.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have put that. Oh. I thought about putting that story in there.
Dude, listen, okay, so
he has to have, like, a wheelbarrow to carry his dick around.
Every man says, you know, oh, I've got a 16-inch penis. I got a 10-inch penis. Listen, this dude literally had a 19-inch penis, and it made me uncomfortable. I don't think I would want that.
No.
I just don't.
Okay, so the only new thing I've got in here, I've got GoDaddy, who is the person we bought our BFTG podcast name from. I've got a Podbean. Somebody else followed us on Podbean. So thank you to Rainman 6. Rainman 1.
Taken. Fuck.
Fuck. Rainman 2.
Taken.
Fuck.
Okay, continue
on, Jason. And that's actually it. You guys have let me down in the Gmail department.
Well, I mean, they've let you down in the Gmail department. You've let them down in the producing and putting out the podcast department.
That's not true.
That is true.
Every episode that we've got ready is out.
Really?
Yep.
Everyone?
Everyone that's ready.
Oh, and why isn't everyone ready?
Because there's stuff we had to delete out of another one and re-record.
Yeah, this is true.
Which you couldn't do on Tuesday.
I could not.
So,
Why couldn't I do it on Tuesday? I was at work.
And we'll cut that out.
We shouldn't cut that out.
So
it's true. We couldn't podcast because I was working. Work takes priority.
So, that seems like it's going to be it for this episode of A Break from the Grind.
We are seriously going to make a concerted effort to
go back to doing two a week. To
normal schedules.
Yep. Next Sunday though we go to the Pro Bowl. I don't know if are we gonna podcast before we go to the Pro Bowl?
I think we should.
Yeah, we gotta talk about what we're doing that day. Anyway, so
yeah, we really do because I have no idea.
So if you want to reach out to us, you can reach me on the Fantasy Life app. I'm at Dr. Mill.
I'm at Gia.
If you want to catch us on our aforementioned Gmail account, it's bftgpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to catch us on Twitter, we're at
BFTGpod.
And if you want to go to our website, it's www.bftgpodcast.com.
Yay!
That was where you were supposed to say, thank you for taking a break from your weekly grind.
Oh, okay. Let's do it again. Thank you for taking a break from your daily grind. Harbro bag of dicks, I might eat them.